KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The electricity department in eThekwini says teams are still working to restore power to areas whose supply was knocked out by yesterday's strong winds. It says they are attending to a high volume of faults caused by damaged infrastructure and interrupted power lines. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
The city says fallen poles, trees on power lines, overgrown vegetation, blown off root sheets and other debris tangled in cables have all contributed to the widespread power outages. It says teams are working around the clock to repair faults, but it's warned that due to the sheer volume of the damage, restoring supply is expected to take longer than usual. Affected customers are being urged to be patient and advised to report outages through the city's digital fault reporting platforms. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Search teams have recovered the bodies of three school children who were swept away by floodwaters near Mthatha in the Eastern Cape. A minibus taxi carrying 13 pupils, a driver and two other passengers were swept away yesterday, and three learners clinging to a tree were rescued, and several others remain unaccounted for. Emergency units have been scouring an area near the Dikolini River this morning. Officials say they'll also make their way through flooded homes in the area as part of their search and recovery efforts. The provincial government says the death toll from the latest floods now stands at 10. Basic Education Deputy Minister Regina Mhlaule says the resource constraints in early childhood development are no excuse.
Responsibility is clear to bridge this gap by ensuring that the early childhood care and education system are accessible, sustainable and impactful. Innovation must be at the heart of ECC expansion. Resource constraints should never be an excuse for inadequate provision, but an opportunity for creating solutions.
She was speaking at a G20 education in Durban in Durban. She says many centres lack access to quality early learning, but the sector's challenges need collective action. Haule has called for stronger partnerships across government, civil society, educators and the private sector. And China says it's ready to strengthen cooperation with the US. Chinese state media is reporting that Vice Premier and top trade negotiator He Lifeng has stressed the need for Beijing and Washington to reduce misunderstandings in future talks. The two sides met for high-level negotiations in London and reportedly made new progress in resolving their economic and trade disputes. US Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick said he was optimistic after the meeting. There's a yellow level 4 warning for damaging waves expected between East London all the way up to Maputo today. There's also a yellow level 2 alert for damaging winds along the coast. Durban and Richards Bay, a high of 20 this afternoon. Pietermaritzburg, 15. The top story this hour, the electricity department in eThekwini says teams are still working to restore power to areas whose supply was knocked out by yesterday's strong winds. Follow East Coast Radio Newswatch on WhatsApp for the latest news. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Mpahlele.